This is Margie Semeloff, News Director at TechTarget Search Win IT. We spoke with Francois Agenstadt, a product manager on the SQL Server team at Microsoft at TechEd 2007. Francois discussed what he thinks are the critical new features for DBAs and IT administrators coming in SQL Server 2008. Here's what he had to say.
One of the new features that we're introducing in SQL Server 2008 is something that we call DMF, or Declarative Management Framework. And DMF is essentially a new policy-based management infrastructure for SQL Server, so that now you can essentially manage SQL Server by intent, which is how we call it. So you can essentially define policies on your SQL Server databases, policies being, you know, different attributes, rules that you want to apply on your database, and then essentially ensure that they are enforced, or check your various databases to see how they're doing based on your various policies. That becomes really important when you have DBAs that are managing thousands of servers, really bring down that management cost of managing all those servers and ensuring that there's consistency, ensuring that there are governance rules applied on top of your databases. Mm-hmm. So we think that DMF is one of those top features, definitely from a manageability standpoint, which is important for DBAs. Second area is beyond relational. And here, kind of broadly, it's expanding from just storing relational data to storing now unstructured or semi-structured data. With SQL Server 2005, we had some enhancements around XML, supporting XML natively. With SQL Server 2008, there's a lot of new data types that we're going to be supporting, one of which is spatial, so for location-aware applications, and there's a lot of features in there, geodetic, indexes, data types, queries, stuff that the spatial people will love. We're going to be supporting datetime as a data type, and let me tell you, as people that have been following SQL Server, DBAs have been waiting for datetime for a long time. So as small as a feature that could be, this is the kind of feature that you get applause for at TechEd for putting that in. But another area for Beyond Relational is a new feature that we call file streams. So we've essentially taken the concept of WinFS from the ability to store documents or unstructured documents natively within SQL Server. So you essentially combine the best of the database with the best of a file system. So you can easily, in an application, you know, get a file handle, a GUID, from your application of a file that's stored in SQL Server. So from a SQL Server standpoint, a DBA will be able to secure the documents, will be able to back it up, will be able to set up policies, query them, everything as you would do with any kind of data. Yet from an application standpoint, it just looks like a file in the file system. So this is really going to enable a new type of application that goes beyond where people are today. And really, once again, it's taking that best of the file system and the best of the database together. The third pillar is dynamic development. And when we talk about dynamic development, there's two things that we talk about. We talk about the entity framework, and we talk about synchronization and compact edition. The entity framework is probably one of the biggest things that we're doing for developers. And that's actually a feature that is shipping not in SQL Server 2008, but rather in the .NET framework. But we're talking about it as part of the data platform, so the broader story of Microsoft and data. And what the entity framework enables developers to do is two things. One is around building these entities. And an entity is essentially a conceptual representation of an object. What's an object? A customer would be an object. Customer has a name, has an address, has some orders. And when you want to do a query that says, you know, give me all the customers in a region that have purchased this product, it's a really complex query. And a developer doesn't want to have to go from developing code in C#, VB, whatever, and then have to go and write text, right? T-SQL text or SQL text. What they want to do is continue to write in the programming language. And by enabling these entities, they're going to be able to just focus on, I want these attributes, these properties. And then the entity framework is going to take care of translating that to more of a logical level, which is the tables and rows that you have in your database. Now, along with the entity framework, we have a new programming construct called link. Link, L-I-N-Q. And that stands for Language Integrated Query. And so link is a way for developers to work with data within the familiar boundaries of a programming environment. Now, I talked about earlier the fact that, you know, developers go from writing code to then writing text, which is the text that will go to the database. You know, that's a context switch for the developer. And if something goes wrong, well, what do? They have to copy that text, go somewhere else, query, and see why the results are wrong. Well, with link, it basically brings data and data programming directly into the constructs that the developer is familiar with. So link is actually available in five flavors. We have link to entities, so these entities that I talked about before, you'll be able to query those natively within link. We have link to XML, so again, you can do the same kinds of things that you would do in link, but on top of XML. We have link to SQL, which is essentially going directly at the raw relational data in SQL Server. We have link to data sets, which is working with the data sets within an application. My fourth theme was pervasive insight, basically a fancy name to say it's about business intelligence.
Yeah.
And here there's a lot of improvements. And one of the big bets in SQL Server 2008 is around data warehousing. We're doing a lot of investments for large-scale data warehouses, enabling organizations to build bigger and bigger data warehouses, but yet still get the ease of use and flexibility of SQL Server. Here there's some features like the resource governor, which will enable DBAs to manage the workloads and provide limits on how much CPU, how much memory is used for those particular workloads. We have change data capture features. We have merge upsert. We have some new indexes that are available. Lots and lots of capabilities for data warehousing that will make that scenario better. Also, lots of ways, now that you have your data in a data warehouse, you'll want lots of users to get access to that data warehouse, so a lot of improvements for scaling the BI components that will query that warehouse, scaling analysis services, reporting services, as well as integration services. And then lastly, new capabilities for delivering that that value to the end user in richer ways. And at this conference, we made the announcement that we acquired the data visualization capabilities of Dundas. And Dundas is a provider of visual controls that enable you to represent data in charts, in maps, in gauges. So if you think of, you know, the dashboard of your car, all those gauges, you can do that on top of data, right? And that will just enrich the kinds of reports that developers and BI developers can write for the business.
Please be sure to check out our next segment where Francois Agenstadt will discuss SQL Server 2008 scalability. I'm Margie Semeloff. Thanks for listening.